We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Sedens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story is a search for a mountain lion in the Simi Valley area that's responsible for attacking a couple of dogs. One of them was killed. Live to the scene, KNX 1070's John Baird.
The animal had first been spotted in the neighborhood above Indian Hills Golf Course just before noon yesterday. It was wearing a tracking collar, meaning that researchers were keeping tabs on the lion. But authorities couldn't find it. And then last night, the animal attacked a dog, believed to be the same animal, on Evening Sky Drive. Sergeant Tim Wiedemeyer is with Simi Valley PD.
A family was walking their dog, and the mountain lion attacked their dog while they were out on a walk.
The owners took their dog to the vet, but the mountain lion wasn't done yet. About 1 o'clock in the morning, it was spotted on the front porch of another home. But by the time the officers got there, it had jumped into a backyard and disappeared.
And then another call about 2:30 in the morning that the mountain lion was in the backyard and it just attacked another dog.
That dog unfortunately died. Authorities are trying to track down the mountain lion. In the meantime, residents of the area are urged to keep their pets indoors. Live in Simi Valley, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Metro could move ahead today with a plan that would allow you to pay to drive in a toll lane on the 405 freeway between the 10 and the 101. Let's go live to Westwood now. And KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, LA Metro is scheduled today to vote to potentially fund this study. If they say yes to this research, then they'll look into two possible options for a toll lane on the Sepulveda Pass 405.
One of the alternatives is to simply take the current existing high occupancy vehicle lane, carpool lane, and convert it to what we call a high occupancy toll lane or express lane. The other alternative would include an additional HOT lane, so there'd be two express lanes in each direction.
That's one of Metro's congestion reduction experts. Now, one of the possible plans would be to actually shrink the size of the current lanes on the 405 through the Sepulveda Pass to make room for this toll lane. Now, they could do that, or they could do something else. Either way, they'd study it, and then if the study turned out that there's something viable there, they'd begin the work, which would be completed by the year 2027. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
Fed suing the DWP, and DWP says it didn't do it. The feds are accusing the utility of sparking the 2017 Creek Fire. That was in Sylmar, burned more than 15,000 acres, damaged or destroyed more than 110 homes. The suit claims that investigators found the fire ignited when DWP equipment malfunctioned, sparking the dry grass in the area. According to the LA Times, the lawsuit also says employees failed to properly clear the brush. Well, the DWP conducted its own investigation and says there is no information or evidence indicating that the utility was the source.
ABC7's helicopter has some holes in its fuselage and dents and scratches on its tail today, but it could have been a lot worse after a mid-air collision with a drone last night. Reporter Chris Christie telling Channel 7 when they were flying over downtown Los Angeles, they heard what was a large pop.
It was a scary couple of minutes, and we were all looking at each other, you know, looking for a spot to land, and we eventually put it down on the ground, and fortunately everybody's okay.
Now the search is on for whatever the chopper hit and whoever is responsible for flying it. LA City ordinance prohibit drones above 400 feet. This helicopter was cruising at nearly 1,000 feet.
Second attack on UCLA in just over a week. Latest happened earlier this week. A student says she was walking home, and some guy without a shirt ran up to her, groped her, and then hopped in a car and drove away. Police are investigating it as a sexual battery case. Last week, a security guard was attacked in a parking structure on campus. Cops say the two incidents are not related.
We've been telling you about the LAPD officer accused of groping a dead woman. Now the police union says He's on his own.
The entire Los Angeles Police Protective League Board of Directors say they're outraged over the repugnant allegations that an on-duty LAPD officer from the Central Division fondled a dead woman's breasts. Union President Craig Lawley.
We do know we have a fiduciary requirement to assist the officer through the administrative process. But where we do have the discretion on criminal charges, we will absolutely not defend this individual in any criminal proceeding.
The officer reportedly shut off his body cam before he groped the corpse, but there's a two-minute buffer that continues to record. Police officials say he was found out during a random review of body cam video. Police are conducting an internal investigation. In downtown L.A., Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
States granted a fast-track approval for the planned Clipper Stadium in Inglewood. The decision by the Air Resources Board shields the project from any environmental lawsuits. If the governor gives his approval, which he is expected to, the arena could be finished in time for the 2024 basketball season.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.